I guess all of us are thinking to some extent the amount of disorientation and upheaval to our lives the last few weeks here. What exactly, or is there any insight, what is the theological message for us? Is there any special message that perhaps we can get some kind of insight, what our Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? Obviously, I guess everybody thinks it's just to frighten us, minds be true, but maybe I'll think maybe there's another message too, or a more specific message. We have in this week's parsha the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel means that the motzei of the Shemitah year, Klal Yisrael gathered together in Eretz Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, the second day of Sukkot, and the king read from them certain excerpts from Sefer Devar. That's the mitzvah of Hakel. A lot of very fascinating things about Hakel. One thing is, why is it a specific din on the king? Why is Hakel a king's din? He's reading Torah, so why is that the king's obligation? In fact, the Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest if there's no king, maybe you don't need a king for Hakel. If it was mom, if there's no king, and nothing other. There's a mitzvah of Hakel without the king. You have one of the things that the Kohen Gadol will read, or one of the other Gadol. So if you really know, so what's the Torah writing king? Secondly, the Torah puts it in a very funny way, the mitzvah of Hakel. The Torah writes, Mikeit Sheva Shonim B'moed Shnas HaShmit. In the time of the Shemitah year. Now it's not the time of the Shemitah year, it's the Sukkot after Shemitah. So now Chazal tell us that, but some of the laws of Shemitah extend to that time, and therefore, Torah calls it the Shemitah, you can still call it the Shemitah year, even though it's not the Shemitah year, it's the beginning of the first year of the next cycle. Why should the Torah write it like that? Because it's true, to some aspects you call it the Shemitah year. It's true. But there's no reason that's not the way to define it as a Shemitah year, but it's not the Shemitah year. We have a very fascinating Ibn Ezra. Who has to come? Our Noshim, the men, Noshim, women, top children, the Gercha Shurvishorecha, and your converts. Gercha, your converts. What is the definition of convert? I think all of us would understand it's referring to a Ger Tzedek, referring to a person who has undertaken a full conversion. Listen to the Ibn Ezra. The Gercha Ulai Yisyahed. Maybe you'll become Jewish. Which means he understands that it's a Ger Tosha. A Ger who's accepted to him doing the 7 Noahide laws. Very fascinating. In the din of Hakel, there's a halacha that we have to gather not the ger tzedek. The ger tzedek comes and he's a Jew. But when the Torah says that ger chasher bisharecha, it doesn't mean a Jew, it means a non-Jew. And Hakel has a non-Jew. Why? Ulai Yisrael. Very fascinating thing. All of a sudden we're into proselytizing. Well, what is being said over here? What is this thing here that we are including in the midst of Hakel non-Jews. It doesn't mean a non-Jew, it's not one of the seven Noahide laws. It means we are obligated, we have to bring our children, we have to bring the Goy, the Ger Toshev also. Really fascinating. The Ger Toshev, we have to bring the Hakel. That's what Ibn Ezra says. You know, Rishi says something, it certainly has to be understood. Torah tells us that's Parshas Vayelech. Parshas Nitzavim we have. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zos asher olechi nitzavcha hayom lo niflis hi mincha v'lo rechoki mincha. Lo rechoki. The mitzvah that I am commanding you today is not covered, not hidden, and not distant. Lo ba-shamayim hi leimor, it's not in heaven. Leimor to say, Niyala lanu ha-shamayim v'yikachel lanu v'yashmienu osu v'nasenu v'lo me'eva le'yam hi, it's not on the other side of the ocean, you have to go get it. This thing is very close to you. So Rashi says, what does it mean, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zos? Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zos is referring to Torah. The Torah is lo ba-shamayim, it's the mitzvah. Torah is lo ba-shamayim, or the place, or the area. It's very close to you. Ramban says that's a mistake, it's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. He says, because the Torah says, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zos. And if you go through the parsha immediately receiving it, the Torah says, v'shachar asher ozeh v'shamah v'kol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. He says, he says you can use the Lashon Mitzvah. But to use the Lashon Mitzvah HaZos, it should say, Ki HaMitzvah HaShir Anochi Mitzvah HaYom. What's Ki HaMitzvah HaZos? He says, HaZos is the thing you're just talking about. HaZos, the one you're talking about. But the Torah here, as you read the Parsha, is talking all about children. The Torah says, the sentence is right before, the Torah tells us, Kisoshu Bel Hashem Elokecha, the whole thing, Yishov Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha, Rechamecha Vishoviki, that's what we call Amun, Shuvah, Geula, and all of a sudden, then the Torah finishes with that, and the Torah says, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, this mitzvah, what we're talking about, Shuvah. So the Ramban learns what's going on, Shuvah. So I'd like to understand the Ramban's question. The Torah says, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, it's really two questions. Don't have to say the word mitzvah zos ki mitzvah. And secondly, it really, Ramban is right, the whole parsha is a parsha of tshuva. The whole parsha, because the Ramban is not a mitzvah tshuva, but it's a haftoch, it's a guarantee for tshuva. So then, what if all of a sudden, it's a very disorganized way to, the parsha should be written to start all about tshuva, and all of a sudden, go into Torah. What's the juxtaposition of these two things? Third question is bothering me. What does it mean to carve a lechon? Torah is not far away. It's very close to you. To carve a lechon, I don't know. The ficho b'ovav chalasosa. It's in your mouth and your heart to do. Rashi says, what is that referring to? Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. The written Torah. The Torah is very close to you. It's not me'evayam because it's very close to you, because there's Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. What is that? Why is that a reflection on its closeness? Because learning Torah, you don't have to go anywhere, so it has nothing to do because there's Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. Rashi learns, the whole Torah says it's lo ba'shamayim. Unbelievable. for it. The pasuk doesn't read. Yeah, mitzvah zos is this you should do. What key card? Because it's close to you. You should do because it's close. What does it mean? Because it's close, you should do it. What does it mean? Therefore. So what does it mean? Because it's close. And what does because it's close mean? I gave it to Chassav and Baal Peh. What does that make it? That's not the definition of its closeness. Rashi says, "I told you, what does that mean? What's the total? It was given the chesav and baal peh. I'm trying to understand what hakel is, and I'm trying to understand why you get, what you have to shmita, and why goyim you bring to hakel. Trying to understand what does it mean to have mitzvah zos. Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Talmud Torah, tells us the Jew's obligation to learn. How many hours a day you have to learn, and what the curriculum of learning has to be. And he goes about the educational system, Perek Beis, comes along Perek Gimel, says the following thing. Bishleshet Sar Michtur Yisrael. Fayasar was crowned with three crowns. Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, the Keser Malchus. The crown of Torah, the crown of the Kahuna, the crown of the sovereignty. This is David had took the Keser Malchus, and Aaron took the Keser Kahuna. And Keser Torah, Kol Mishi Yitzi Yobo Viyito. And that's the greatest of the credit. It is his next halacha. Mamzer Talmud Chacham is koydim l'koyim gadol amoritz. A mamzer who's a Talmud Chacham has kedim in halacha than a... We do it because we're fighting, but really the halacha would be Kriyas HaTorah, Mikra Adin, the Talmud Chacham gets before Kohen, even before the Kohen Gadol. The other halachas, then he finally says like this. Mishin is so libo lekayim mitzvah zukarom. If you want to do the mitzvah properly, what do you mean if you want to do the mitzvah? In the middle of the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, if you want to do the mitzvah properly, and to be muchter b'keser Torah, he says you shouldn't think about other things, you shouldn't think you're going to acquire Torah with wealth and honor. Darkish of course, Pasper Melech. You shouldn't say, yes, do I gather money? I don't go back and learn. If you have that thought, you'll never be Zelta to Kester of Torah. Then he says like this, Kosu Torah. It's written in Torah. Lo Vashemayim here. The Lo Me'evel Layad. The Torah is not in the heavens and not Me'evel Layad. That means, lo begase haruach, can't be of arrogance, not people that are mahalchei ba'evel yam, traveling a lot, should be too involved, lo kal hamar b'beschol machkim. What is he doing over here? This is part of the laws of Talmud Torah. All of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, the Rambam's telling you, and he's good leaders for learning. What is the Rambam saying? Mishin is so libo l'kayim b'tzizukaroi. What the Rambam is telling us, there are two things. There's Talmud Torah, learning Torah, and there is Keser Torah. The difference between Talmud Torah, learning Torah, and a person achieving Keser Torah. Keser Torah, according to the Rambam, is not the minimal obligation. The Keser Torah is Mishin is so libo l'kayim mitzvah zukaroi. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah Talmud Torah perfectly, then there's a madrega called Keser Torah. What is this madrega Keser Torah? What does Keser Torah mean? It means the following. Rambam tells us that Keser Torah is greater than Keser Kahuna. And Talmud Chacham is before Kayan Gadol. Because the Torah says, Yikarhi Mekninim, Torah is more precious than jewels, but the word Kninim, the Gemara has another meaning. Yikayan Gadol HaNichnis Lefnayim Lefnim. It's greater than the Kayan Gadol goes into the Holy of Holies. Very interesting way that that halacha should be said. You could say, how is great a person could say than a Kayan Gadol? Why is it defined as Mekninim? Gemara must be telling us, I think that the Rambam is explaining, that there's Talmud Torah, and then there's the Oral. There's Talmud Torah, there's Learning Torah, and then there's the Oral. The Oran HaBris, the Lucas HaBris, the Oral. The Rambam is telling us is, that Keser Torah means somebody who becomes the Oran of Torah himself. He's not just someone who's learning Torah, he himself becomes the Oran HaTorah. He himself is the Oran of the Torah. So Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu's funeral procession was the same way that the Jews camped in the desert, which means that the Yaakov Avinu's Oran was the Oran. He was the Merkava. Oran of Yaakov Avinu is the Oran of Torah. That's the way we move. The Oran is in the middle, and Chazal went around in the desert. Yaakovina was an Oran HaTorah. That's what the Gemara says. You're greater than a Kohen Gadol. What is a Kohen Gadol? Not that Torah is greater than Kahuna. Kahuna is, what's the greatness of a Kohen Gadol? He goes into the Tanayim with me, into the inner sanctum. The person who has Keser Torah is the inner sanctum. He's the Oran HaTorah. The greatness of a Kohen Gadol is that he has a shaykhus, he has a connection to the Oran. That's the greatness of Kohen Gadol. That's the Mekninim. We're defining the greatness of Kohen Gadol, not that he's wearing eight begadim, but the greatness of a Kohen Gadol is that he's nichnas lefnayim lefnim. But lefnayim lefnim is, what creates lefnayim lefnim? The Torah creates with Nihil with me. The Oran HaTorah creates with Nihil with me. And therefore, the greatness of Kohen Gadol is that he goes in. The person who has Keser Torah himself is the Oran. And by the way, the Gemara says in Yumer, how do we know that there's such a thing as Keser Torah? The Gemara says because on the Oran, there was a Keser around it. The Oran was three Aronis, so the around the Oron, there was a Keser. There was a little gate, like around the Oron, on the top of the Oron, a gold gate. That's the Zer of the Oron, is the Keser of Torah. So it means the person that's Keser Torah is the Oron himself. If you just listen to what the Gemara is saying, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the greatness of a Kohen Gadol is he goes into the Holy of Holies. But the Holy of Holies is Holy of Holies because the Oron is in the Holy of Holies. If the Oron wasn't in the Holy of Holies, it wouldn't be the Holy of Holies. And therefore, the person who self-creates the Holy of Holies is the person who suffers for the Keser Torah. Shot behind the origin in the Nefesh HaChaim, he says that all the holiness of all the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs' holiness, there's no intrinsic holiness in any of the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs together get their holiness from the holiness of Torah. Take a look at Perek Lamed in Shaar Dalet, all the holiness of Israel, from Tzukim, Chazal, that all the holiness of all the mitzvahs have no holiness other than the fact that they derive their holiness from the Torah. All the mitzvahs together. Which means that a Jew who becomes the Oran HaTorah, who has Keser Torah, explaining now that we're saying that holiness of Keser Torah is really the source of the holiness of the whole world. The whole world's holiness is there. Even more, it brings the Gemara in the numbers. The Gemara says, Zois Torah Sa'olav Amintha. Amar Rava. This is Kuf Yud Amin Aleph in the Melchus. Amar Rava. Kol Oisek v'Torah Eino Tzarech. Whoever is involved in Torah Eino Tzarech. Loi Oyla. Loi Mincha. Loi Oshon. Amar Rav Yitzchak. How do we know that Midas is Zos Torah Sachatas and Zos Torah Sachoshon? Kol Oisek v'Torah Sachatas Kilu Hikur Sachatas. Kol Oisek v'Torah Sachoshon Kilu Hikur Oshon. Got a person that's involved in learning. A person that's involved in learning does not need to bring a chatas and usher. The shot is 100% according to Rashi. The shot is, the question is, the Ramban's question is, just from the juxtaposition, you understand, it's talking about Shuvah. What it's telling us is there about it, it's talking about Shuvah. That the Torah is introducing to us that there's a new level of tshuva. There's a higher level of tshuva than tshuva. The ultimate level of tshuva is Torah. And that's what Mishnah did in the Pasuk. And he's one of his questions, like, Kiyam Mitzvah Hazos. He says it's Kiyam Mitzvah. How do we know, Taka, that it's greater than, how do we know that it's greater than you don't need Karbonis? Because it says Zois Torahs. Kiyam Mitzvah Hazos. The mitzvah that's called Zos Torah is the mitzvah that's greater than Zevach and Oil and Shalom. You don't need Kapor. The learning itself creates Kapor. A person that learns itself, so that's the source of holiness, that's what changes a person's holiness. So the mitzvah, the Chetz of Torah, the person becoming a Chetz of Torah, transforms himself, undergoes a metamorphosis that he doesn't need. He doesn't need the tshuva. He doesn't, that itself is the ultimate process of truth. That's the ultimate process of purification. Becoming a chetz of Torah. That's for sure that Rashi read the pasuk. He had mitzvah hazos, so we're answering very nicely the language too. He's bothered with the word zos. He's bothered by the word zos. That's in the Gemara Menachos, he tells us that the word zos, zos Torah, is where the Torah said that that's greater than Zvachim and Oilus and Chak. That's what the Pasuk tells us that it's greater. So it's the Bechina of Zos Torah. The Zos Torah is the Ark. The Zos Torah is the Ark. And Zos means something that is defined. You're seeing an entity of Torah, making yourself into an entity of Torah, making yourself a Ben Torah is a transformation of person. You become a Zos Torah. The Zos Torah is what transforms a person more than tshuva. So this, we have the parshas mitzvah and the parshas tshuva, but all of a sudden the Torah is telling us there's a parsha of tshuva that's greater than everything I've been talking about till now. The mitzvah hazos, that Talmud Torah, Keser Torah, which is the zos of Torah, is greater than the Oren of Torah, is greater than tshuva. By the way, that's for sure the way the Rambam read the pasuk. Because the Rambam is telling us in the bit of Keser Torah, and based on the Gemara, is the bit of Lo Begase Haruach, that Lo Vashomayim means Lo Begase Haruach, is not a lack in Talmud Torah. Persons of arrogance could be learning Torah. But in becoming a vessel of Torah, that's a problem. If the Hasaran of Gase Haruach is not a chesaron in Talmud Torah, it's a chesaron in Keser Torah. The Rambam brings the pasuk, the Gemara in Erevin, that lo b'shamayim, he means lo b'gasei haruach. Lo me'eva elayam, somebody that's preoccupied with parnosa. That's a chesaron in making yourself into an entity of Torah. Transforming yourself. In Talmud Torah, you learn 3 hours, you work 3 hours a day, you have a good parnasa, you're a well-established professional, but you don't have to work more than 3 hours. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a successful businessman, successful salesman, whatever I am, and therefore I can afford to learn 9 hours a day. That's in Talmud Torah. But that will not be enough for Keser Torah. Keser Torah means I want to make myself a chetz of Torah. I want to become a vessel of the Torah. So becoming a vessel of the Torah means that I want to totally internalize learning. My whole purpose in life is becoming learning, teaching, lil mo lamed, lasu. That's who I am. I'm not a businessman who, I'm businessman, but he only gives a daffyomi, he only 6 hours a day. Unbelievable. But that's only Talmud Torah. A person who thinks that my whole life is what I want to be. Who am I? I am a person that's involved in Torah. That's who I am. Obviously, by the way, the Rambam says, that doesn't mean you don't take a parnos. That doesn't mean you don't work. And the opposite, the Rambam says on this, in Hilchos Peser Torah, that you still have to work. But it's different if I'm defining myself, if I'm successful, Baruch Hashem, I have money, I'm doing well, now I have plenty of time to learn. It means my I is being defined, I've made it, I've established myself, I go learn. That's not Peser Torah. Peser Torah is, of course I have to work, or I'm saying it's wrong not to work. You're not allowed not to work. But the working is only the means of supporting who you really are. Not that I am a businessman who learns, I'm here to learn. You can't learn and you shouldn't be taking money from the community for your learning, the Rambam says. So of course you have to work. But the focus is the work is in order to learn. That's Keser Torah. The halacha that loyd the gasei haruach and all these total preoccupation with learning is not a chesaron in Talmud Torah, it is only a chesaron in Keser Torah. And Keser Torah is greater than Tshuva. If you have Keser Torah, you don't need Tshuva. Gemara says, take a look at it. The mother said, I'm being liars and liars, Zoyers, Gemaras, and they've lost them all over. Means these Gemaras too. I mean, not one, 25. Literally, at least 25. Got a person who's totally become involved in learning, does not need Tshuva. That is his Tshuva. What I'm explaining is, that doesn't mean learning, it means Keser Torah. I'm going to define a little bit more what it means. Right now, I'm just defining Keser Torah as being someone who understands that his self-definition is learning, teaching, marbits Torah. That's who I am. That's who I am. It doesn't mean I don't work. It doesn't mean I don't work. The opposite. The Rambam, you're obligated to work. But that's in order to support who you are. Not, I am this, and Baruch Hashem, now I have plenty of time to learn. That's not what it's about. That is the person that is greater than a Kohen Gadol. You're not that? You're Talmud Chacham. Very nice, but that's not the much greater. Greater than Kohen Gadol is only somebody that is the Lefnai who becomes the Orid HaTorah. A lot of halachas here, I'm just like this picture. Go to Rambam, it's fascinating what he understands this din of Keser Torah. But that's what he's clearly telling us. This Keser Torah, Talmud Torah. Keser Torah is the way to do it properly. What is the din of Hakla? Every 7 years we have to bring everybody together. What is this din of Hakla? So the Gemara says, the men come to learn. The women come to listen. And half, why are the children coming? Witness Karim in the end. To give reward to those that are coming. I mean, what does it mean? The child gets nothing out of it. So why is there reward in bringing him? And if he gets something out of it, so that's the reason to bring him. Even though they say, you bring Goyim also. What does that mean? You bring Goyim too? Right. Even though it says, you have to bring is every 7 years we have to collectively define ourselves as a nation who we are also. We have to define ourselves as a nation who are we. What is the Jewish nation? What is the raison d'etre? What is the self-definition of the Jewish nation? Actually, the Goyim have defined us to a way, but it's Am HaSefer. With the people in the book. And you know, it's like amazing going there to show there's not a house. There's so many books in every home you walk by. It's, by the way, I don't know how many swarm of printed, but there's about 300,000 different Jewish books. There's about Jewish stores, Jewish people. 300,000 books today. It's unbelievable. Jewish subjects. The Jew writing about the elephant. I'm talking about Jewish subjects. There's 300,000 different volumes. I mean, the Jews are much more than the Jews, but we are the people who are told. That's who we are. It's not that we're a nation and we have a very nice economic system and we're the front runners in technology, and thank God we have the ability to study also, trying to give moral and ethical values. We are the Aaron Hatov. The whole cocktail experience, the whole definition is for ourselves. We have to define ourselves. We have to define ourselves as who we are. The Melech is the political leader of Knesset Yisrael. He is, we have this experience every 7 years, but we have to, anything we do every 7 years, hopefully that definition remains. So what we have to do is define ourselves who we are. We have to have a ceremony, an activity to give us definition. The first is fascinating, the Chlal. The Torah tells us it's Mikate Shnas HaShmita, the Moed Shnas HaShmita. The Rishonim say, what was the purpose of the Shemitah year? We gave the year off to go travel around South Africa. Was that the goal of the Shemitah year? The Shemitah year was a year that, thank God, you're free from earning a living, from working the fields. It's a year for learning. So the experience of the self-definition has to be in a year that you just learned for you. You just have serious learning. I mean, here's a people that, even though we're very committed to Parnassus, but this is a year that, for the most part, the Jewish people are learning. If you do that, you have a self-definition at the end of that time, the Moira, the continuation, as that now we're going back to working. As the Rambam says, you're obligated to work, but you still have to establish who you are. Am I now, okay, I took a year off for learning, and now I have, like, people work, they get a sabbatical, they do whatever they do, but they're a professor, you know, they got a sabbatical, so they did something different for that year. Is that what it is? Or at the end of the sabbatical year, I now define who I am. Who I am is the sabbatical year. I am a person that's totally committed to learning. Learning and Yomar Lama. That's who we are. That's who we are. That's what Hakil is. By the way, we find that this is the king's responsibility, because the Gemara says that Teski HaMelech was not Scher of the Beis HaMedrash. He put a Scher of the Beis HaMedrash and said, whoever doesn't learn is going to, if you duck the boat, he'll be killed. He wasn't brought to be done by Bar Sheva. And you find a youngster, it means that the king has to give, there's a state of, I guess a good enough, the state of the union. The address that the new uncle, that the president gives, the State of the Union address, we have a State of the Union. So he talks about the economics, there's more jobs, and it's the political, the international. We have a State of the Union address also. We have a State of the Union address to define who we are. This is to let us know who we are. The king is giving the State of the Union. We are the Am HaSefer. We are the Am HaTorah. We are the Aaron HaTorah. That's who we are. That's what we perceive ourselves to be. That's what the mitzvah Hakil is. By the way, let's take a look at, they said it's an Ibn Ezra. Das Yachid. I mean, you think of Rambam. I mean, what you think of Rambam holds, who has to come to Hanukkah. By the way, the Rambam brings all the laws of Hakil in the midst of Chagigah. The laws of Chagigah. The laws of Chagigah are the laws of Ola Regel. We have to go up to Yerushalayim. We have to bring in Ola Sriya, Yom Tov. We have other things to do. That's true, it's done during Yom Tov. So you could say that that's why the Rambam brought it there. On the other hand, you could have put it in the laws of Sukkot, because it only happens in Sukkot. It's not every Yom Tov. It would have been better put it maybe in the laws of Sukkot. Plus the fact that Halacha is, whoever is mechuyev in Re'iyah, whoever has to go to Yerushalayim, is mechuyev in Hakia. Except the Rambam says, for interesting, for someone who, except for Noshim and Kitana, which is already almost. Whoever is mechuyev in Riyah is mechuyev in Hakil, the Rambam says, except the women who are mechuyev in Hakil and the children, which are mechuyev in Hakil even though they're potter in Riyah. The only one that's really true on is the Tameh. The Tameh is Kol ha-potim min ha-riya, potim min mitzvah ha-kir. Chutz min noshim v'tav ha-orah. The only one that is the same is by tumah. It's by tumah. It's very interesting, the Rambam. The shot is, that's really what the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is. Is this, I mean, the mitzvah of coming up three times a year. Coming up three times a year is not to bring korbanos. The Rambam tells us that the laws of Beis HaMikdash. So we have two reasons we have a Beis HaMikdash. One of them is to bring korbanos, and one of them is to come three times a year to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to bring a korban. The Rambam telling us just to coming there. I have to believe that what the Rambam is telling us is that the coming there three times a year is to be seen, Liros Espinei Hashem, is to be seen with him, to be seen alongside. I have to connect myself to it. But it's not in order to bring a carbon, because that's a different purpose for the Beis HaMikdash. It's in order to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in order to give us a definition. And when you come there, you understand this is who you are, and that we're connected to Hashem, we're connected to the source of holiness, because we are a holy entity. We're defining ourselves as a holy entity. So whoever is obligated in that mitzvah, once in 7 years, has to participate in a verbalization or an external ceremony to concretize the feeling of being part of the of Pesach Torah. Look at the Rambam tells us like this. The Kriya on Hakel it's in Hilchos Chagiga has to be in Hebrew. The Galen and the converts She'enam Akiri She'enam Akikas it turns us to Shona Apo Pishiyeshem Loazos. Even though there's people there who don't speak the language. Even though the people don't speak the language, the king reads in Hebrew. And again, next halacha. The Gaim She'enam Akirin, Gaim that are not Makir, were Hebrew. He just said it. Chayav l'chochem l'vavam l'hakshav ozom l'shmoya be'em of the year, Yirabod, Kiyom she'nitnabod l'sina. What do they have to do? Then he goes again, and then he goes more, and then he says, Afilu chachomim gedoyim sheyoyvim kol haTorah kula chayovim lishmoya bekavona gedoyim yaseirim. Mishen yochel lishmo mechavim libo bekriyazu shel kol vakosel chazik v'asemes. Who does the Rambam hold Galen means? If Galen means a regular Jew, so what is the Rambam coming here to tell? A regular Ger can be a tremendous Talmud Chacham also. He can be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. What is it? Galen. You don't get them have to do, they have to listen. The Chachamim have to learn. The Kavani, the Dovi, you say, which means they have to learn. Like the Gemara said, the men come to learn. Why are Gerim any different? Is the first year that you're a Gerim? Gerim can be a nice Talmud Chacham too. What Gerim is Mechuyev and Talmud Torah look like the rest of us. I am convinced he's going to be exactly like you've been doing. Gerim, according to the Rambam, means Gerim Toshim. Ger Toshim. A Ger, a Goy, he comes to listen. A Goy comes to listen. A Jew, and the Chacham, he already comes to understand. It's not possible by a Ger, because by a Ger it's not possible that he should be a Talmud Chacham. If he's going on a Ger Toshim. A Ger says that he can be a Talmud Chacham too. He did not have many Gerim, a Shmai of Atalian, a Gerim from their children. The tremendous Talmudic Chacham, the daily Yisrael. If we're talking over here on Ger Toshim, I think he learns exactly like you've been asking. What's that? The shot is that in this definition of becoming a Hetzer Torah, this is not the Talmud Torah, it's to define ourselves, that goes in Goyim also. That's the genome of Goyim also. A Goy has the possibility of defining himself. You know who I am? I am somebody that learns. Gemara says, Tanyud Meirai, Nochri She'esek, the Torah is greater than a Kayin Vodah. Shinema Yakarahim Mipnimim, Afiru from the kind bottle of Smithnas with Nihilim. The same drasha that the Rambam brings to tell us that a Jew is greater than a kind bottle, the Gemara brings that a guy is greater than a Talmud Chacham, greater than a kind bottle. The Gemara is the Kasha, but a guy is not allowed to learn a Torah. The Gemara says, in the Zion Mitzvahs be called. As they spend their time being involved in the Zion Mitzvahs, they are greater than a kohen gadol, which means that it is not an impossibility that a goy could define himself the same way. He can also define himself as being part of having. We were given Kesher Torah. So nichter yourself. A bigger madrega, but a goy also has a bechina that he can define himself as a chetzer Torah. By the way, the Rambam says it's mefurish. Hilchos Shmita in Yovel. This is Ben Ezra. It sounds like it made no sense. Mefurish the Rambam and Shmita in Yovel. Rambam tells us, who are in Klal Yisrael the ones that we would define as the Aron HaKodesh? Who are they? Every Jew can be that, but is there anyone that has a predisposition to being that? Is there anyone whose corporate level is that? That's Shevet Levi. That's what Shevet Levi is. Shevet Levi are in the Scottish Kodesh HaKodeshim. And that's the Lashon of the Rambam. They're in the Scottish Kodesh HaKodeshim. Only the Pelis means they're the Aron HaKodesh. In fact, the juxtaposition in this week's Parsha, the Parsha's Hakel, is the idea that maybe Shevet Levi should get the only Sefer Torah. And the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give it to a Shevet because the thought was that maybe Torah goes to the Aron HaKodesh, not to the Lom Day Torah, but to those that make themselves into the Ney Torah, into the Aron HaKodesh. Mr. Rambam says in the Shulchan Aruch, we have to take the experience of getting their definition has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Aron HaKodesh, and therefore he's not around. That made them weak, and therefore they reverted back to who they were. Hakel, which is the reenactment of Har Sinai, Taka has the gear. At Har Sinai we had them too. At Har Sinai was the Yidden and the Erev Rav, right before the Chedegel. And so that's that. The Rambam tells us that Hakel is the reenactment of Har Sinai. Har Sinai we had the Gerim also at Har Sinai. We had the Khan, not the Yisros. We had the Erev Rav, and at that time they were very well accepted to the Chedegel. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makarim. That is because a guy is also doesn't have to come. Even Ezra says he becomes Jewish. Maybe that the Rambam will disagree. It's not that he has to become Jewish. It's the pshat. He has to internalize that he's not just a religious guy. He's someone who defines himself as being his whole purpose in life is to become a vessel of Torah. That's possible by a guy too. That was what Maimon Har Sinai was to them, to the Erev Rav. Every 7 years we have to reenact that also. Saying that the whole din of Hakel is the reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. That the Rambam says clear. And the reason it's the Melech, because the Melech is who gives us our definition. But what is the reenactment of Sinai? It's defining ourselves, the internalization that we are defining ourselves as the Am Hashem, as the Aron HaKodesh. That's how we are defining ourselves. We are defining ourselves as wanting to become B'nai Torah, as our whole essence is Torah. That's who we are. We don't have a, the Maharal says in many places, we're not Umas to Olam. There's 70 Umas to Olam in Jews. And we're also, there's 71. The difference between a Jew and a non-Jew is not just that we're being more observant and we have 613 mitzvahs and they have 70. We're not from Umas to Olam. We have a different understanding. If we are connected to the Torah, and we're the source of all the holiness in the world. Everything in the world is affected by who we are. Klal Yisrael would become the Aron HaKohen, and therefore all holiness, everything comes from us. Everything in the world. There's nothing in the world, even the mitzvahs have no holiness, and Chaim Volozhin says, only they get from the Torah. We become part of that chesed Torah. In order to become part of that chesed Torah, we have to internalize the Torah, we have to change our mindset, who we are, and that understanding is a metamorphosis of who we are, and that's the tshuva. We don't need tshuva, that is the tshuva. That's the ultimate tshuva. You don't need a zevach, you don't need a chatas, you don't need an osher, you don't need a shlomi, you don't need anything. That is the tshuva. That's what the Gemara says. I'm saying what kind of the Lushan says that shot in the Gemara. That's the question shot. That's what the Gemara says. What we have to do as B'nai Torah, in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, is to redefine ourselves. And that's to say, Kikarv Mod HaDover B'Ovav Chod B'Fiyat HaLasos HaTzmorati. Kikarv Mod HaDover, so Rosh says, because the Torah is given to Tzav Bal Peh. How does that now become what enables us to have the Tesser Torah, because it's given... Is Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Pen? That was our question. This doesn't make sense, right? Rambam says clear. This is Sukkumah for Kesser Torah. And all this is possible because of Torah Shabbat. What does that mean? What does it do? Rashi says, because Torah Shabbat. What part of the pasuk is Torah Shabbat Sab build the Ficha? The Ficha is Torah Shabbat Pen. Torah with your mouth, the Torah with the written Torah. Which is the Torah Shavichsav? What's the written Torah? The Ficha. What is the Ficha? The Ficha, what's the Torah Shavichsav? What the Pasuk is saying is that the Torah Shavichsav, if you say the words, when you read a Pasuk in Chumash, you don't know what it means. In Torah Shavichsav, you don't know what it means. If you read the words, you say Tilim, you don't know what it means. It changes the person. The Torah Shavichsav is more vulnerable. That's what it's saying. But meanwhile, we now have that there's a holiness in Torah, that the holy words of not a Gemara, but the holy words of the written Torah transforms a person. That the person has in Hashem gave us that our understanding itself becomes Torah. So we have an external thing that changes up. We have an internal thing that the way we think creates Torah. That means we become it. A chepetz of Torah. We become an object of Torah, we become an object of holiness, and that's the basis for our tshuva. And the Torah is telling us there's tshuva, and Rashi is saying, the mitzvah zos, but this mitzvah which is the zos haTorah, which is greater than the korbanos, is because we have Torah Shabbat, it's not Torah Shabbat Peh, we can make ourselves, we can redefine ourselves as the Nei Torah, we can redefine ourselves, we want to be the Aron haTorah, we want to become a vessel of Torah. That's our whole preoccupation in life. That itself is our truth. And how do we, where's the power? Because even the words of Torah have that power. In the written Torah, the words themselves transform us. If you want that to be, if a person doesn't get transformed, if you want to transform, you want to learn, that's one thing. But if you want to be transformed, if that's your perspective, then you'll be transformed, and then what you'll think about also becomes Torah. You can generate Torah. We become the source of all the holiness in the world. The person can transform himself into an object of holiness. You can become an object of holiness. There's no chet in an object of holiness. There's no sin. You're an object of holiness. And that's what's popular. Every 7 years, we have a collective experience of reminding ourselves. We've just learned for a year. I learned for a year, now I'm back to the real world, making a living again. No. I learned for a year seriously, and now I'm saying, that's who I am. I may have to work for 6 years because I have to be able to afford to learn. But that's who I am. The Moyer Shrasa Shmita, and we bring over there the men talk to understand the Chachamim to have the Torah Shabbat, to have the women to listen. The Goyim, because they could also, they may be influenced by this also. The Maimon Har Sinai, the Goyim also have to have this. They're capable of this. Kol Goy Olam are capable of this. It's a whole different feeling of who I am and what my purpose in the world is. A Goy is capable of that also. The Rambam tells us a Goy is capable of it. The Gemara tells us that. That a Goy is great, can be greater than a Kohen Gadol. He can be the Aron HaKohen himself, a Goy. Greater than the Kohen Gadol. It's probably exactly like you did, but it's greater than Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara says it's greater. Oh boy, Yoylem. That's what Har Sinai is. It's to define to the world that we are not just observing mitzvahs, we're not just learning Torah, that this is who we are. We're vessels of Torah. We're vessels of holiness. We have this perspective, and we begin to have a feeling of what a Rosh Hashanah is for B'nai Torah. The ultimate thing is to re-change. You know what, this year I'm going to come to Minyan two more times. This year I'm going to, you know, do that in a few less times. The main avod is to redefine ourselves. If we can redefine ourselves from being lone day Torah to B'nai Torah, to have a whole different definition of what life is, I want to be a vessel of Torah, that's my whole being, then that's everything on earth. Then that's a total tshuva. That's a total tshuva. There's a tshuva of Torah itself. The Torah itself is the tshuva. That's what the Lord is saying. The Torah itself is the tshuva. Thinking that's got to trap in the hurricane also. The Gemara says, "Normally, the person can holim matayu in a column." The Gemara says, "What in the column in part the person in part sukkah? What my in the column? What does streams of rivers have to do with oil and with Torah?" The Gemara says that just like the column is matar takes a person from tumah to tahara, water takes a person from tumah to tahara. The message here is that Hashem wants us to be empowering ourselves. God forbid there's a flood surge, we will all have undergone a tahara. That's a tahara of a mikvah, that's true. But there's a better tahara. Laman, that the Gemara says, why is Torah next to Nechalim? Because Torah itself is mitara. It's a mikvah, you become an object of kedusha, you become an object of tahara. That's what I think the message here is. If we really want to change, we want to prepare ourselves. And this is not to the B'nai, only to B'nai Yeshiva. This is to the Balabatim. It's to die also. There's a mindset over here. And this is what we need it more than any other time. There's a mindset. Learning is not something we enjoy and like to do and do a mitzvah. All the mitzvahs don't have any holiness. Mitzvahs have no holiness except the holiness that they derive from the Torah. No holiness in the mitzvah. So the mitzvah Talmud also doesn't have the holiness. Except that there's the commitment to Pesach Torah, that commitment that I want to be a Ben Torah, I want to be a vessel of Torah, I want to think and learn it. Ben Torah doesn't mean just the way you get dressed, I want to think and learn it. Hashem gave us intelligence, that's a very important part of all of us. Maybe it's the most important part in everything, his mind, his abilities. I want that to be immersed in Torah, I want that to be used for Torah. I have that feeling, and that will change us. That change, that's what truth is. That's our preparation for Russia. That's the preparation of the B'nai Torah need for Rosh Hashanah. Apparently also, by the way, it's not even just learning. It's very interesting. The Targum Yonasan Ben Uzziel says, he says like this, in the Beis HaMedrash. You have to be a mocking Torah also. To really internalize an experience still with physical people, you need to be in an external environment also. Not just learning at home, learning in a base medrash. That's the way he transits to car mode, I don't get difficult with offer, you go into the base medrash. He's saying it's not just walking into that. But that's really the Gemara, the beginning of coming to the base medrash is defined. This is my world. This is my mentor. I want to give some definition. I'm not, this is criticism for all of it. Who you are, a guy's a doctor. So he goes to a city, he'll check out, this people having this field, or the convention, you go to New York, go to the restaurant. That's who you really are. You really are a Ben-Tur, you check out the yeshivas. You check out the brother in the drosha. It's a different sense of who you are. You want to see who this is the world in which you live. It's the world in which we live. You have to redefine ourselves as B'nai Torah. You have to really have a new definition. And to use not our intelligence for ASIC, like the Rambam says, if you use it for ASIC, you really want to use your intelligence and you have to take away from yourself the all of the of the Asik of Chesbonus. You want to get my real brain power that I use for Parnassa, doing my family, not but learning and things. You know, I learn. Half my head is in learning. You know, I learn at night when I'm 3/4 tired anyway, but I got to the basement. You want to use some, you know, working I got to do during the day when I'm alert and say, well, got to do my professional work with all my faculties. But then Torah wants to use all his faculties for learning. Otherwise, I'm just doing Talmud Torah. Esther Torah means I want my faculties. I want to transform myself and all of me. I have that feeling that was Zeicher the Kesser Torah. The person that's Zeicher the Kesser Torah is true. That's true. That's more than all the tshuva that will do. That's the mitzvah zos. That's the way Rashi is going to do. Ramban's right. It's a parish of tshuva. But it is one of his parishes that has zos is exactly how Rashi knows its Torah. Which Torah? It's the Torah that's zos. The Torah zos. The Torah sa'oila. The Torah that's greater than all the korbanos. The Torah that is becoming the Aron HaTorah, the vessel of the Torah, defining what my purpose is, who I want to be, what I want to do with my life. Yes, so you have a lot of other things to do, but what am I really trying to accomplish? Am I trying to serve, to figure out how I can have a bigger shaychus to Torah, how I can have a bigger understanding in Torah, bigger hasagas in Chochmas HaTorah? Well, Chochmas HaTorah, one of the greatest pleasures among all the pleasures of living. So, you know, I have a little deal. So people are, they like the sports, they get themselves a box seat for a year in the arena. Other people, you know, like music, maybe more intelligent people, they like Chochmas HaTorah. So they come and learn a couple times a week. It might, that's Talmud Torah. I'm not being reminded, but the tshuva, the Torah that should be a tshuva, that should change means, no, that's what I want to be. I want to be all my faculties, all my efforts, my intelligence, everything to really get new understanding of Hashem's Torah, teach Torah, be involved with others in Torah. That's who I am. That changes us. We undergo that change. That's the truth. That's the parsha that we mamas have to read before Russia. We need to know that. The other truth, in my opinion, the Rebbeinu will be thrilled. The Sultan will be thrilled if anybody makes up to just improve this mitzvah, they can improve that mitzvah. He'll be thrilled. As long as you don't decide to change your self-definition. He'll give you as much as more Shmir Shabbos, you'll keep Shabbos longer, you'll be more medactic in Kashrus, more medactic in Sitzes, more medactic in Tefillah. That's given into the Sultan. The real truth that we have to do is changing our definition of who we are. And that truth is, that's a mindset. And it's kikara moda dovu vichu, it's kara, it's easy to do. The Torah's made it's easy to do because the Torah itself, the words have the power, and Hashem invested within our psyche and in our understanding and our all our abilities in our heart that we can actually create Torah. So we almost like naturally have that. Which is, it comes from a whole different place than anything else in creation. The silver rice of the culture of the Yitzhak. We come from that ultimate holiness. All we have to do is want it. If we want to do it, we can change ourselves. We'll need all the other process of tshuva. And obviously, the person tries to merit, it helps for everything. But that's the first place is to change our self-definition. If we do that, for sure, we'll be zeichet to see the third half of time series, and so we can do more.